I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Lebanon's military says it needs another 4 months to disarm Hezbollah. The government faces mounting pressure to disarm the terrorist group, with Israel launching raids and near-daily airstrikes in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, protests broke out in Beirut on Tuesday over a new gas tax designed to pad the pockets of government employees. Ilio Constantine of Heart for Lebanon says,
"The end result of policies like this is more people living in despair, whether it's nationwide because of the economy or South specific because of the war and the efforts to disarm Hezbollah."
Division is commonplace during desperate times. Keep Lebanon in your prayers.
Pray for the team at Heart for Lebanon for wisdom, discernment, and protection as they navigate in turmoil.
And what does it mean for you that Ramadan began this week? For the world's 2 billion Muslims, it means a special month of seeking Allah through daily fasting, prayer, and more. For tens of thousands of Christians, it means a special season of praying that Muslims will encounter Christ. Suzanne Hegard with PrayerCast invites you to join this year's 30-day Ramadan prayer campaign.
When God's people pray, He moves. It's a mysterious work, and it's so exciting because He does not need us to save those who He's going to save, but He invites us to be a part of the process.
Join God's mission by connecting with the PrayerCast Challenge at our website, missionnews.org.
Sign up. Put your email in. You'll get a prayer video each day from a Muslim background believer, and you'll get to pray along with that Muslim background believer for Muslims.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.